Okay, this is a story of some Marines who were wounded in various places in Vietnam in the summer of 1968. And they collected us and sent us to a hospital in Japan. I think it was called the 249th General Hospital, but we had to be in our beds for bed check at 10 a.m. and then again at 10 p.m. Other than that, us ambulatories, the people who could still walk around, could go horse around on the base anytime we wanted to. And there were these nice young ladies called donut dollies who would push a cart through the wards with punch and cookies. And every once in a while, they would be accompanied by a Catholic priest who we could count on a regular basis spicing up the punch with adult beverages. So that pretty much gave us the permission to keep our own adult beverages under our pillows. And we were known to be drinking Jack Daniels in the middle of the day in the hospital ward. But people came in and out of that ward, and there was a special forces guy who came in. And the first thing we would do when a new guy came in the ward, we would compare wounds. We'd say, how did you get wounded? How did you? Well, we'd tell our stories all over again because we didn't have much to do. Well, this is a fellow came in who was all bound up, his shoulders and his head, except there was a hole where they administered him liquid sustenance, some kind of liquid food. That's all he could take. And a bunch of us gathered around his bed, and we sent off for a guy off for hamburgers and French fries at the local grill in the cafeteria. And we were clustered around his bed telling stories and eating hamburgers and French fries. And he said, what's that smell? And so we had to tell him. He says, I gotta have some of that. You can't have any of that. All you've got is this little hole in your bandages. He says, I don't care. Put them right in front of me. You know, he couldn't see. So we put him on a plate, put the French fries on a plate. And where's the ketchup? You know, we gave him the ketchup. So he squirts ketchup all over the French fries and smashes them up and then pastes them on his hole, on his bandages, and stuffs them in the hole. And he's, ah, that's so great. I've missed that so much. Well, here comes Ruby, the charge nurse on the ward. And the poor guy looks like he's bleeding to death because he's got ketchup all over his face.